Hello, netballers. Not just netballers, netball supporters. Welcome back to a new netball season and to the revival of your weekly netball podcast with me, Rhianne Evans, and the fountain of knowledge that is Ailish Harris. You would think by now, after the incredibly long break we've had, that we'd have come up with an official name for this, but we haven't. So let's just begin. Welcome back to the studio, Ailish. Thank no longer so Ailish Brideson, but Ailish Harris.
I know, she's a married woman.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's been a while.
It has.
Do you know what? We're just going to dive straight in. Mm-hmm. So we'll start with last week. Yeah. What were you expecting to see? Anything in particular?
No. So going into this season, I was aware of a number of teams that were making changes, Simcox being one of them. So team changes can mean a number of different things and not knowing particular outcomes. So the games that were out there, particularly in the Premier Division, I was anticipating, I don't know, maybe some shock results. So yeah, I didn't really have any expectations going into this week. Or last week.
Mm-hmm. And did you see any shock results?
Well, it's interesting. If you look last season, Bala B, I think, beat Bala A, at least in one of their games. I mean, the margin was still obviously really close with them only coming out with an 8-goal lead. But
I really like that Simcox are starting to shake up their team a bit, because when we saw Bala split last season, we found that with Route 1 and with Bala, and I think with a lot of other teams, you'd win to one team in the first half of the season and then lose to them in the second half, or vice versa. And I think it just made everything a lot more just quite exciting to watch, really, because you didn't really know what to expect. In terms of new additions and teams we've lost this season in the Prem, so we've lost Misfits.
We've lost Misfits, yeah.
And we've gained, they're no longer called Tomb Raiders, they're called Atla Group Pumas.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that. Golds, we have lost Golds.
What has happened to Golds?
They have moved down into Championship Division, I think that's what it's called. Yeah, so based on results from last year, it just meant that they fell down to the other division.
And talking about mixing up teams like Bala have done, your Blues team, I mean, you've got two new additions in your Reds. You've got Kenzie Pizzi and Claire Mason, fully well deserved. But your Blue team has had a huge mix-up.
A massive shake-up.
Which I think is so exciting.
Yeah.
You've got well-known players in there, and you've also got the addition of the likes of Ellen Charmer.
Returning back from injury.
Finally.
Welcome back, Ellen.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be fantastic to see her out on court again properly. But let's go to some results from last week. So I'll just run through them first. So we had Manx Fellas versus Thompson. Manx Fellas won 31-21. Then Balasala Avalanches 36, Balasala Blizzards 28. Atla Group Pumas 7, Route 1 Connections 41. Simcox Blue 14, Simcox Red 53. Any shocks there?
No, I think the result between Thompson and Fellas is quite good.
Strong.
Well, Fellas finished the season particularly strong last year. I know Thompson have made some changes to their first team this year to allow, again, some more development opportunities, which I think is, you know, well-deserved and great. But that result is amazing, like 10 goals.
Yeah, I was watching the first half. There was nothing in it. Wow. And player of the match went to Emily Rawlins, who
from
was
Thompson,
playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Thompson, who was goal defence. She was fantastic. Then we move on to Balasala, Interclub Derby, like yours. Player of the match went to Ella Carriage.
Ella's amazing.
Mm, she really is. A proper workhorse as well.
Yeah, she is.
Then we had Route 1 Connections 41. Pumas 7 and Paige Skillcorn got player of the match. That was well deserved. From being on court there, I don't think the score actually reflects the effort that Atla put out, because they didn't make it easy at all. And their defence through court was just solid. So I just wanted to sort of specify that the score doesn't always reflect.
Yeah, it happens sometimes where even yourself, you can think that the margin is closer than it is because of, you know, whether it's how hard your team's had to work to get it, you know, physically up to a shooter to put that shot up, or the amount of time it's been down the opposition's end. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in your head, the result's completely different. You're like, oh my gosh, so I can, you know, see that. And it was a similar thing in...
with Blues.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me about your game. So Rachel Johnston got player of the match.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, Rachel, she's a workhorse. Mm-hmm. She is somebody that's everywhere and all over you. So the fact that she's player of the match, you know, doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, in terms of the red, you've still got some core players that have been there, you know, playing with each other at least for a few seasons now. So you've got Nat, who's still there, new partnership with Kenzie. Mm-hmm. Kenzie is amazing, a very welcomed addition into the reds.
Yeah.
But you've still got Hannah Lee supporting in that wing defence position. So, you know, it's...
That's a strong defensive lineup.
It is. And in games like the one that we had on Sunday, it allowed us to make some team changes on court. So we saw Claire and Rachel swapping over. So Claire had to go two court at centre, Rachel was wing attack. Mm-hmm. It meant that Kenzie could come out of goalkeeper into goal defence, so her and Nat could switch. It was just, you know, for Reds, a good first game. We'd tried a number of different combinations with the seven that we had, and it was, you know, solid. And then from the Blues, they are such a new team. Mm. They are such a strong team. And it was just unfortunate that goals weren't going in, or they couldn't get it into the circle to convert. And, you know, you have like Poppy Irving mm-hmm. in the Blues, amazing player.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see some more of her in the Reds playing up. An amazing player. Just when you've got tough defence, it becomes really, really hard. And by the time they had movement working, which was towards the second half of the game, by that point it was just a bit too late, and you know, Reds had already got a bit of a margin on.
And also, though, I think the blue setup is so new that, I mean, usually at the start of a season, I sort of go, okay, give yourself like two or three games leeway to be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, don't beat yourself up, because I think the start of any season, you know, you need a bit of time to warm up and get used to playing with those players again. But when it's a completely new setup, you've got to be nice to yourself, basically. You need to get used to each other first.
And I think the only people that have played with each other in that team, like, consistently now were Sarah and Claire, because they've both come from the Reds.
Mm-hmm.
So they've played with each other for the last few seasons. Helen and Poppy played with each other in Blues last season. Erin's joined them, and while she was playing for Simcox, I think she was either in our green or gold team last season, so she's new. And while she's played with, you know, Helen and Claire and Sarah before, it's not been for a few seasons, so that's fresh. Fiona's obviously returned from injury, so again, while she's played with everybody, it's not been for at least 12 months.
Yeah.
It's so every single player on there is amazing, and hopefully we'll find that combinations just settle and that play settles over the next few weeks.
They absolutely will.
Yeah.
And I think it's lovely that Fiona and Poppy get to play together as well.
And they got to play together in the circle on Sunday in the last quarter, and I was like, what a lovely little
mother-daughter powerhouse.
It.
Yeah, that's awesome. Moving on to the championship. So we had Castletown Spaniards 25, Ballasalla Cyclones 15. Holly Charmer getting player of the match.
Oh, do you know what? That's really good, because Holly is somebody that doesn't have a lot of confidence in her own ability. She is such a good player, like unbelievably so. You know, she was moved up to Ireland under 17s before she had met that age banding.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, the nicest person you'll ever
she's
meet.
She's one of the sweetest people. Like, and I don't even know her very well. But
and versatile. So yeah. I think she plays both goal attack and goal defence. So, you know, good for her.
Good. Excellent. Then Castletown Celts 22, Young Farmers 37. Alice Forster got player of the match there. And then we had Manx Gem Sapphires 21, Route 1 Turbos 29. Player of the match going to Hannah Halsall. I watched a little bit of that one. She deserved that. You know, I thought Route 1 were looking really strong, but she was just getting intercept after intercept.
Well, I think that's good as well. So she's, you know, defence for Sapphires. So the fact that Route 1 came out with the win, but it actually went to the defence of the losing, you know, the losing side,
team.
I think is great.
It says
clearly
a lot,
shows
it?
Well, that's what I mean. It clearly shows you know, the pressure that she was making in that circle. So, you know, good.
So then we had Thompson 213, Simcox Gold Eagles 24, and player of the match went to Ella Page.
Yeah, so I watched this game, and actually up until I think it was going into the third or the fourth quarter, there was maybe one or two goals between the two of them. So Simcox, I think, had a bit of a margin in the first quarter. Thompson massively pulled it back. There was a new shooter, I'm sorry, I don't know her name, for Thompson, and she was just like on fire. Really, really good.
Need to find out who that is.
Yeah, and you know, Charlotte Christian plays for Thompson too. She's somebody that's just so solid in defence, yeah, and really, really made the girls from Simcox work, particularly in that second quarter. But like I say, going into that final quarter, I'm sure there was only one or two goals between them. So
excellent.
They really put their foot to the floor in the last quarter.
Yeah.
You know, Ella, to her credit, was amazing. But the Golds team are relatively new as well. We've got some new additions. Ailish Kelly moved from Manx Gems over to Simcox, and she's slotted in quite nicely into that team. Mm-hmm. There are a few people that played out of position. So Lucy Farragher was playing goal defence for us. You'd normally spot her in the midcourt. So actually, to have come away with a win, I think they're pleased about for their first game.
Yeah,
and it'll be good to see how they are with the full lineup.
Excellent. And then we've got Division 1. Ballasalla Earthquake 7, Manx Gems Emeralds 33. Player of the match going to Diane.
Diane was amazing.
Yeah.
I umpired that game and came away and said, it has to go to Diane, nobody else, and you can't even argue with me.
What was she playing?
She played everywhere. So she played wing defence for some. She was in the circle for some as well. Do you know what? I'd love to play with Diane. She is somebody that you can just consistently rely on. She's picking up balls. She's helping bring that ball down the court. And I tell you what, she's just such a nice person that, like, a little pat on the back or a little smile, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I feel like an angel.
Feel so valued.
Yeah.
It goes a long way.
It really, really does. And do you know what? Ballasalla worked really hard. Mm-hmm. I think going into halftime, they'd not scored any, so really, really worked in those last two quarters to get some goals onto the scoreboard. And it was just unfortunate they weren't going in. They had some opportunities, worked hard to get it to goal, and it was just a shame that they weren't sinking on the day.
Well, that'll, like we said before, first game of the season, I'm sure that'll change.
Yeah.
Then we had Ballasalla Drifts 20, Simcox Green Eagles 25, and player of the match went to Reviana Setsu.
Yeah, unfortunately Reds were playing at the same time, so we didn't get to watch this game.
Okay.
But Reviana, again, is one of them versatile players. I don't know where she played on the day, but you'll find her shooting at centre or in a goal defence. So
it's brilliant, it's hearing of like so many players where no matter where you put them, you just know that you're going to get consistency.
It is so nice. And do you know what, I like people that turn up to training or turn up to games and they're just happy to play.
Yeah.
You know, as much as you can have a preferred position, you know, Rovi is just somebody that she's like, you know, we're short of wing defence today, and she's like, yep, happy to play.
That's
or
brilliant.
Rovi needs to go in at goal shooter now, okay, yeah, I'm fine with that. Like, there's just no resistance. It's so nice.
No preciousness about a position. And then finally, we had Route 1 Bolts 18, Ramsey Black 37, player of the match going to Amber Pullen. And then in Division 2, we had Ramsey Reds 15, Castletown Jets 25, player of the match going to Summer Sadler. And then Manx Gems Corals 21, Atla Group Panthers 19, player of the match going to Tracy Gelling. And Castletown Vikings 28, Ramsey Scarlets 10, player of the match going to Sophie Bowers.
I'm just looking at the picture from that Castletown team. It looks like there's a few of the young girls that have stepped in, actually. So you've got Bree Collister, who is in the under-15s for the Ireland squad. You've got Ruby Watterson. I think she's just moved up to under-17s. Or she's still in under-15s, I'm not sure, actually. But there's some young faces there, so actually we'll see how they get on. But it's nice that they're getting that exposure.
Absolutely. And I like it when teams sort of are mixed up and there's new faces showing. And I didn't mention before, Becca Cook has actually moved from Gems to Route 1. All sorts of shake-ups, and it just makes it really exciting, I think. Okay, so moving on to week two. So this Sunday, that's the 25th, and we're going to start in the Prem. Let's start with your game. So at 10 o'clock at the NSC, we've got Simcox Red Eagles versus Ballasalla B.
Yeah, so, I mean, Reds obviously had a strong start last week. Nat, unfortunately, hurt her ankle, so we're not sure at the moment whether she's going to play or not. But that's okay, we will adapt, we'll overcome, we'll still turn up on a Sunday. But what'll be really interesting is actually how we match up against Ballaby, because I know they have a number of new players.
I mean, continuing the shake-up chat, they have got Well, they've got Gemma Kirkham back, yeah. and they've had additions from Misfits. Mm-hmm. So they've got Becky Dunn and Danny Murphy, who was Bella Seller a few years ago, moved to Misfits and is now back with Bella. So that's going to make for a really... I mean, they're a very styly team to watch because they obviously play basketball together, the three of those. So that's going to be... Ooh, I wonder if I can watch that. Yes, I'm going to come watch that.
Pressure.
So what are you predicting from that?
Well, I'm obviously going to back my own side, mm-hmm. and I'm going to say that it's going to come out with a red win. I really don't think that Bala are going to make it easy. And they've obviously got, whilst it's a new squad, if they can really find those connections on court, you know, you've got some really solid players. You've got Ashley Hall, who everybody knows, mm-hmm. amazing player, can put her anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, Becky and Danny have both played in the shooting circle with each other, but separately, Becky's also fantastic in defence.
Yeah.
So regardless, it's going to be strong in either end of the circle.
And you've got the likes of Mary as well, young player.
Really strong.
Who you can, similar to Ash, you can literally put her anywhere and you're going to get a result from her.
Yeah.
So that'll be an awesome game to watch as well. And I think hopefully Nat is okay.
Yeah.
It'll be good to watch wherever you put Kenzie, because I haven't seen Kenzie play properly with the Reds yet. And I don't want to big her up too much because I don't want to get an ego. But
I don't think she could, even if you wanted her to. Bless her.
You're great, Kenzie, but not that great. Just keeping you grounded.
So I'm predicting a Reds win, but mm-hmm. I'd, you know, maybe a margin of 10-15 in it.
Fab. I'm definitely going to be watching that one. Then at 11 o'clock, it's it's my game. Route 1 Connections versus Manx Fellas. Now, last season, ended up playing the Fellas personally four times. And we beat them twice and drew twice, although they will argue that they won by one in one of those games in the last second of the game. I'm saying it's two wins and two draws. But, you know, they've recently been away to compete at Nationals. Mm-hmm. They're looking fantastic. I really want to beat them. But I just think it's going to be a different team to the team we played last season.
I agree. And I think what was so nice about having them in the league last year was seeing how they evolved over the season. And,
massively.
You know, I'm sure they won't mind me saying they started a little bit sloppy and really tried to use their height more so than the width of the court and their pace, because they are so much quicker and can really carry that ball down from one end to the other quickly. When they were very tactical about how they played and their positioning on the court, I mean, you could see it just completely transformed the game that they were playing. And then they were winning, and then they were winning some more, and then they were competing. And I think even the results against the Reds, Reds didn't win by a significant amount. And we came away thinking, oh my gosh, at one point we thought we were going to lose this. So, you know, the fact that they are challenging these Premier Division teams, I think, is great.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping again that this year they'll be up there, won't they? In at least the top half.
Definitely. And they've turned into real sort of thinking players. And it's been lovely sort of getting to know them as well. And the likes of Torrin, who's one of the younger ones, and Steve Ronan, Pete, who is new, they've just improved so quickly. Literally over the space of a few weeks, it's just gone from, footworking a little bit to zero footwork calls, holding the ball, making a good decision about where to place it. So
they're definitely adapting more. And I think, you know, you've got to adapt to the umpires, because they're not going to change over here, and they have done that, you know, and going away for them has been a great opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, as much benefit as you get from playing such strong teams on the island, you need to go away and experience what
playing other men.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So let's see how they apply that in their games. Yeah.
Excellent.
So what are you saying? Do you think
I think it's going to be a really close game, and they're going to make us work for it, but we're going to make them work for it as well. So I'm going to back Route 1.
Oh, I'm umpiring.
Are you umpiring that game? Yeah. I'll just slip you some cash.
Slip me some money. Yeah.
Actually, we won't even need to. It'll be fine. No, I'm going to say Route 1 will win by one.
Oh, don't. And if it is that, I hope I don't know the score, because umpiring stuff like that makes me feel sick.
Okay. Right, let's move to Bemahague at 9 o'clock. Sticking in the Premier Division, we've got Thompson 1 versus Bala Seller A.
Yeah, interesting. I Well, do you know what? It could go either way, to be honest with you. And it's difficult when you've not seen everybody play in that first week. So if I'd have seen how Thompson were against the men, I'd maybe have more of an inkling. But yeah. I didn't. I mean, to be fair, I didn't see Ballarat play last week either. But they've got stability in that squad. They've got Kate Tebay in. They've got Kate Williams. They've got Jane. You know, people that have had connections for years and years. Yeah. And, you know, when things... I think what's great about when you've got that kind of depth in your squad is that when things go wrong, you can revert back to normality. So mm-hmm. if you know that something's not working, you know a high ball into Kate is going to work and it's going to get there because she can receive that ball and Jane can give that ball. So, yeah. But
That'd be a really good one to watch, actually.
It would. That's a shame.
Yeah. Now, I'm just struggling to find... Is there...
Another one at 10 at Bemahague. Simcox Blue and Atla Group Pumas.
Okay.
I think it's going to go in Blue's favour. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, Atla Group will hopefully come out and put up a good performance. It's always really hard to bounce back from a loss, you know, and a significant scoreline like that. It's always pretty difficult. But they'll be coming out to prove why they deserve to be back in the Prem. You know, they were promoted last year, weren't they, from the Championship division. And I think Blues as well are going out to cement their new connections. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that experience that they all have will start to play in their favour this week. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's move on to Division 1. So at the NSC at 9 o'clock, we've got Simcox Green Eagles versus Route 1 Volts. And you're umpiring that as well.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'm earning my money this week, aren't I?
Any predictions from that?
No, I mean, the green side for Simcox is a complete mixed bag.
Okay.
So we lost the team, unfortunately, this year. We had a number of girls leave us for university, which is really rude. So it's completely different people, completely different combinations. So depending on, you know, the 8, 9 or 10 people that turn up will depend on the outcome of the game. I mean, what, you know, the team Route 1, how have they been in training?
I think they've been looking strong. I think with Route 1 Volts, they've got a lot of skill there. I would say it's more believing in that skill. Not, I don't mean that in a sort of pretentious way, but just faking confidence until you feel confident
because
the skill level and the ability is there. They just need to go
it's
on and boss it.
Yeah,
own it.
Definitely.
Okay, sticking in Division 1, 11 o'clock at Bemahague, Manx Gems Emeralds versus Ramsey Blacks.
I'm not sure about the Ramsey side. How did they finish? Oh, they won their game last week, actually.
They were looking strong last week.
Were they?
I'm going to back... Oh.
But then so were Gems.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking that. Well,
I'm going to back Gems. You know, they've got consistency on their side, I think.
If you back Gems, I'm going to back Ramsey because Ramsey are all, they're just a club with fight.
Yeah, they are.
They've got
they never
teeth.
Give up.
Yeah, they fight tooth and nail. Okay, and also in Division 1 at Bemahague at, is that 11 o'clock? Mm-hmm. Balasala D versus Balasala E, so another interclub derby.
Yeah, so if I was going to go based on team positioning, I'd say that the D's would maybe come out to beat the E's, but by all accounts, I think Bala have tried to even out their development team. So, hopefully they're fairly, you know, comparable teams. So if hopefully it's a close game.
Yeah.
But if I was backing a horse, I'd go for the higher ranked team.
Yes, which makes sense. I'm going to go for E's because I think there's less pressure as the underdog.
Yeah.
And you've got an opportunity to show yourself off, haven't you? So we shall see. Okay, let's move on to Div 2. And if you don't mind reading the fixtures.
Of course. At 9 o'clock at the NSC, we have got Atla Group Panthers versus Castletown Vikings.
Okay. I want to make predictions, but I also, with all due respect to all the teams, I feel like I need a couple of Sundays of watching a load of matches to be able to familiarise myself with the new setups
before I can comment. It's really tricky because you don't know whether the teams in this division, whether they're more development teams. Mm-hmm. And if so, they're probably new faces. So lots of people that we've maybe not seen before.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Tricky
to call. So basically, I'm just going to bring down a bunch of popcorn and sit and watch you guys. So yeah. I'm going to be at the NSC anyway, so I'm going to try and watch as many NSC matches as possible.
I'm umpiring the next game, so...
You're umpiring basically all the games on Sunday.
That'd be great. And then at 12 o'clock at the NSC as well, we have got Castletown Jets versus Ramsey Scarlets. Again, two teams I've not seen.
North versus South battle, basically.
South.
You're a Southern girl, aren't you?
So I'll back Castletown.
And I'll back Ramsey, and then we'll be able to assess.
And then at 12, we've got Manx Gems Corals versus Ramsey Red.
Perfect.
I think we've missed our championship divisions.
Oh, we have, haven't we?
We have.
So sorry about that. Let's go back to championship.
So, championship at 10 o'clock at the NSC, we've got Marbury Misfits versus Castletown Spaniards.
Oh, I love the Marbury Misfits Castletown Spaniards link up. It's always really fiery.
It is always really fiery.
You're not umpiring that one, are you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm playing. I thought, what a shame.
Oh,
at
right.
The same time.
I thought you meant in that game.
No.
I was like, oh my God, what aren't you doing on Sunday morning? Yes, I always like the Marbury Misfits Castletown Spaniards. It's very feisty. From my experience watching in the past, Castletown Spaniards usually come out with the win. But I think it's, and I'm sorry I've said this before, I think it's more that Marbury lose it for themselves than Castletown play up. And I don't mean that to be offensive to both teams. Basically, Spaniards hold their heads really well. Marbury have got the skill to do the same. They just kind of like bottle it a little bit at the end.
I think it's always difficult. Like, I've played in like close games before, as have you, and I'm sure we have against each other at some point. It's every decision that you make becomes like a critical one, and it's really difficult either to be the person that misses a shot or to be the person that throws a loose ball or doesn't catch something, and you then start to beat yourself up, and mentally it's very, very hard to get back into, I need to play and chase my player and do this. And then coming back from being the underdog. So if it is going neck and neck for a while, and Marbury, you know, if something happens, then, like you say, Castletown are very good to switch back on and be like, no, we're still in this. And I've seen Spaniards come back from, you know, deficits of 8 to come back and win. So,
yeah, very mentally tough.
Yeah, whereas I know what you're saying with Marbury. They, you know, one thing will go wrong and then that's...
It kind of unravels. And the thing is, it's not that they're not mentally tough either. And I think, like you said, it's really difficult if you miss a shot or you send a wayward pass, and it's really so easy to then go, we lost because of me, like that was my fault, when in reality there would have been a string of things that led up to that point. So, you know, it's a team thing.
And how many games have I walked away from thinking losses were my fault? So
and they're never down to an individual.
Sometimes they are.
I mean, they're never down to me as an individual. No, I'm joking. No, I honestly, I don't think that's the case.
No,
I know shooters have it like a lot harder, but I would never blame.
No, I think it's more, as a shooter, you evidently feel it more, because if you've not got them in, your team can't win the game. So.
You're more exposed.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the next. Oh, actually, who are you going to put your money on?
I am going to put my money on Spaniards.
Okay, I'm going to go Marbury. It's Marbury's time.
It's Marbury's time. And also at the NSC, but at 11 o'clock, it's Manx Gem Sapphires versus Balasala C.
That'll be interesting.
That will be interesting. I don't know what the full Sapphires lineup is, but that team has always been pretty solid.
Yeah, and then obviously, you know, all of Bala's teams have a lot of skill throughout.
Yeah, they've really weaved experience with development needs, and I think that's great.
What else have we got?
At Bemahague at 9 o'clock, we have got Simcox Golds versus Route 1 Turbos. Oh, it's another one.
Ooh.
It's Simcox versus Route 1. I'm obviously going to back my guys. And if they don't win, they'll have sprints on Monday, so...
Golds and Turbos, they're both strong and lovely teams.
They are.
I'm really excited to watch that. I'm going to back Route 1, and I'm assuming you'll back Golds.
I'm going to back Golds. And then finally, at 10 o'clock at Bemahague, we have got Young Farmers versus Thompson 2.
See, I think Thompson and Young Farmers, they're both physically and mentally tough teams, and they put out fiery performances as well.
I mean, if Thompson's performance of last week is anything to go by, they've got complete safety across the court. They came out strong. They didn't give up. At one point, I thought they were going to take it from Golds and my heart was in my mouth. But, you know, they clearly can, regardless of how the game's going, really push on. So it would be nice for them to take the win, but, you know, young farmers just consistently know how to link up with each other. And
yeah.
I've watched it before and been like, okay, this has been like 2 minutes not in farmers' favour. And next thing you know, they've got like 5 goals on the trot.
They've got some key players who are like their netball smarts are
Nicky
apparent.
Kane,
yeah.
I sit there on a Sunday and I'm like, she's physically dancing on the court. Like, it's an absolute masterclass.
Get on strictly.
She will have taken a centre pass. Next thing you know, she's got the ball in the D. She's passed it back round. She's done a hip and a hop and a skip. And then she's like shot it in. And I'm like, I don't even know how physically you've done that.
Yeah.
Like, she is so game savvy.
Yeah. Very game savvy. That's the perfect way to put it, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Love it.
Fangirling.
I am fangirling. Nikki, I love you.
And on that note, we'll wrap it up there. And we'll just finish by saying best of luck to all the teams. Play hard, but play safe. And the main thing is to just enjoy yourself and enjoy playing with your team.
Yeah.
Thanks for being back.
Oh, it's good to be back.